Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mock draft talk is picking up, and that was a discussion about Tyler Warren. I think a favorite of this program, certainly of Ted Johnson, the Penn State tight end.
Oh, yeah.
And I said it yesterday. I do think he's one of the most bust-safe players in this draft, one of the best all-around players in this draft. But he is not slotted to the New England Patriots in some of these latest mock draft cycles. No,
you can't draft everybody? I thought we were going to get them all, Andy.
Well, over the course of all the various permutations of mock drafts, you can actually draft everybody, especially if you start in like January and do a 1.0, a 2.0, 3.0. But they're out there, and we're talking about it here on WEEI Afternoons. So Mel Kiper, the godfather, right? Everybody knows Mel Kiper has been doing mock drafts since...
Almost before I was born.
Exactly. He created the industry that is... NFL draft coverage and mock drafts. He has Colorado wide receiver / cornerback Travis Hunter going to the Patriots. But wait, there's more.
Act now.
That tells you what he thinks of the quarterback position and the top three.
If that goes...
They stink.
Cam Ward goes 1 to the Titans.
Yep.
Abdul Carter goes 2 to the Browns. Shadur Sanders goes 3 to the Giants. And that leaves his teammate, Travis Hunter, the Heisman Trophy winner, at 4 for the Patriots. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network, I think is the best modern draft analyst guy. Took over for Mike Mayock at NFL Network. Has run with the draft coverage and the combine coverage. He also had the exact same... first four picks in his latest mock draft, which means, yes, Travis Hunter is going to your New England Patriots at number 4 overall.
Zero chance.
Zero chance of Travis Hunter? Why zero chance?
Why?
Yes, why?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because there's no way the Cleveland Browns, as desperate as for a quarterback that they may be, are going to look at this bunk-ass class of quarterbacks and say, let's hitch our wagon to one of these guys. So that takes them out of the running.
No, they have them taking Abdul Carter.
That's not their problem.
No, but it could be their strength. Miles Garrett.
First of all, they have two good cornerbacks.
Try to pass against us.
One of which has had so many concussions that they could use Travis Hunter at cornerback. Is it Denzel Ward who's had like far too many concussions? And the other one's Greg Newsom, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of them is probably Ward pretty soon is going to have to think about wrapping it up because he could be imperiled. Now, they also... need an offensive player because there's no spark on that offense. There's no great running back. Yeah, sure, you have Steve Smith's favorite wide receiver there, Jerry Jeudy, but you know he went off last year with famous Jameis, but they need somebody who can provide a spark potentially on both sides of the ball. I truly believe in my heart of hearts, that should be your segment, but it's mine. I took it. Sorry.
It's fine.
That Travis Hunter goes 2nd overall to the Browns.
Okay. I mean, it could happen. I will say this. The more I dig into this, and we're going to start doing more research. I told Ted he's going to start watching the prospects. We're going to go over the bust factor for all these top dozen prospects or whatever. I've started my binder with an individual page of notes on each prospect. The more I dig in, I think the draft kind of stinks, quite honestly. And I'm a little concerned of how much good talent there is. And I think when there isn't consensus talent, it makes for more exciting drafts because it's all buyer's delight, right? Like each person mm-hmm. has a different view of what they like. So I think that could start, hell, first overall pick. The Titans, remember their first comment? We're not passing on a generational talent.
Correct.
Some people think Abdul Carter is that guy. He's the best talent. Some people think Ashton Jeanty is the best talent in this draft. Just pure best talent.
Like our boy Mike Dussault at Patriots.com.
Who wanted clicks, and it worked, I think.
And it stirred, apparently, a feisty Patriots Unfiltered yesterday with your boys.
They drink a lot on that show. Yes, Dan Ball.
Wow.
We have some semi-breaking news.
Okay.
In the football world. Broken by Adam Schefter via Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Free agent offensive tackle Cam Robinson is signing with the Houston Texans.
I'm fine with that.
Makes sense.
I don't really want him.
They traded Tunsil, and they went with Robinson.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's a good move for them.
That's kind of shocking because the Tunsil is he's the elite run blocker, terrible pass blocker. One of the worst offensive lines in the NFL besides the Patriots was the Texans. Mm. But it's weird that you'd get rid of a Tunsil and bring in a Cam Robinson who's not graded real highly the last few years.
No, Robinson's been a real disappointment. And I know he might be the best available, and that's why Patriots fans were kind of
intrigued. Oh, yeah.
I don't
think people were clamoring over him, but.
Mm-hmm. I think that's, I always use this, thank God for unanswered prayers. I think you'll be better off this year and in the long run for not wasting time and energy and money and reps on Cam Robinson.
Can I ask you guys a question? So if Travis Hunter is going to go to the Patriots.
Yeah.
So what you think Cleveland's not going to, who's going to be the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
Can it pick it?
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That's who they picked up in this offseason?
Traded like a sixth or
you
a fifth.
You think they're going to go with Kenny Pickett, and who do you think the Giants are going to go with?
Just real quick, they do still have Deshaun Watson. I don't know if you noticed there was big videos making the rounds yesterday of him doing the ropes while in his boot and everything.
He's not coming
and you love workout videos.
No, I hate those.
He retore it, and then he retore it.
He's also getting engaged. Cute
he's
couple.
Not coming back. He's not playing this year.
He's not playing this year. So who's going to be the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? Do you think it's
Kenny
Who's
going
to be the quarterback for
Old
the Giants?
Tannehans himself for the New York Giants?
Correct.
Is it going to be Tyrod Taylor?
No.
Shedeur Sanders. According to these mock drafts.
If you don't think Drew Travis Hunter is going to be there.
Yep.
If you think Travis Hunter is going to the Browns at two.
Mm-hmm.
So you think they'll stick with Kenny Pickett? Okay. So you think the Giants will pass
Maybe the Giants feel pressured into taking a quarterback. I'm not the biggest believer in Sanders at three, but their need is glaring. In which case,
their quarterback right now is Tommy DeVito. That's their quarterback right now.
I don't think that's who it'll be. There are still some names out there. Don't we still have Russell Wilson,
Aaron Rodgers,
and Aaron Rodgers. There's one more veteran too. Joe Flacco is still available.
Old heave ho Joe, baby.
So there's three Super Bowl winning quarterbacks available?
That are all in their late 30s.
I mean, they're bridges, 40s. But if you're looking for a bridge, if you're looking to save your job, which is also probably a consideration, I said this to Fitzy off air as we were going out, the Giants can take best player available, which is what Dave Gettleman did. Is that his name?
That is correct.
Took Saquon Barkley, best player available, literally, and he was out of work shortly thereafter. Like, he might have made the wrong pick and still paved, I mean, the right pick and paved his way out of a job. Are they thinking about, we got to do something to save our job here, and does that get them to sign a veteran quarterback and draft a player that can play right away type thing, or do they take a quarterback thinking they might have time to develop him?
I don't know. At those two rosters right now as it's currently constructed and can't imagine they would pass up on a quarterback. They might. I mean, they might. I just think Kenny Pickett and Tommy DeVito, if I'm those fan bases in Cleveland and New York, I am not fired up about
what
that.
What if you sell them on Arch Manning? We're going through a 2-year rebuild. I need your patience. Nope. This year is a bridge year.
What if they say, I'll take Quinn Ewers in the third round and see what I can do with that? Because he had a good combine, might have good pro day. I know. I'm just saying.
Good luck. Okay. You're promising something that you don't know is going to happen. You have a guarantee that you can probably get a quarterback where you are slotted right there.
But is he any good?
That's not up for me to decide. That's up for them to decide.
Well, I mean, you have an opinion.
Yeah, I think.
Do you think these guys are starting?
I think Shadeur Sanders is better than Tommy DeVito and Kenny Pickett. Yes, absolutely.
I agree with that.
So, but I think it's an upgrade for what they have.
But I'm not sure that keeps your job or makes you a playoff team or takes you in the right direction. I'm starting to think, this is a bold take, maybe I should save it for a 3-point stance. I would set the number of future starting quarterbacks in this draft at half.
You're not even going to 1.5?
Is there one? Wow. I'm starting to wonder, is there a starting quarterback? And when I mean starting quarterback, I mean he signs a second contract. He's in the place that drafts him for the next 8-10 years. And I think I would set the number at a half. I have very little faith in any of these quarterbacks. And that's got to be a scary proposition for these GMs and coaches. Like, it's why they get forced into bad decisions. Mm-hmm. We're looking back last year at a draft where it might be historically good.
Otherworldly.
All those starters. But you're not far removed from those other drafts where teams convince themselves that E.J. Manuel and Jake Locker and all these guys are starting quarterbacks.
Jake Locker. God, there's a name we all couldn't wait to forget collectively.
Absolutely.
Supposed to be a nice person. Christian Ponder. Woof.
Yes. E.J. Manuel. Even Kenny Pickett.
He provided last. Kenny Pickett is a great example. He may start 7 games for the Browns this year, adding to their wall of shame of quarterbacks over the last 25-plus years. So maybe it does make sense for Cleveland or the Giants to go, guys, these quarterbacks are all so bad. We'll take a flyer on one. We can't take one this early. Give me the pass rusher who may be a sure thing. Give me the kid who's the best athlete in the last 5 years in the draft. I'll take Hunter or I'll take Carter.
I think
neither may be there for us at 4, Andy.
That's exactly what if I was the GM of one of these teams and it came down to that, you know, rubber meets the road, I'm on the clock, Ted and I are at the draft, and we're like, I would take the best player. I don't think I couldn't hold my nose necessarily and take a quarterback in this draft. I don't think I could. I think I'd freak out and just take the best player. If that's Carter, if that's Hunt, whoever you think
Do you feel the same way about the Patriots?
Well, yeah,
just take the best player?
Yeah.
So at 4, and Travis Hunter's already gone, and Abdul Carter's already gone. Who are you taking?
I might be actually considering Genty or Warren.
You take a running back? Okay, yeah, interesting.
Or what if you just, why not trade back to 7, 9, 10 if you can, if it's a possibility?
But that's
a
theory.
If you can.
Yeah.
If anyone calls.
Pennies on the dollar?
No, because if you get another third.
Yeah, but if I think this is a crappy draft, that team probably thinks this is a crappy draft and says, I'll just stay here.
I got you, but if there's one team that's like, listen, we want to move up from 7 or 9 to 4, we'll give you a third. You move back. Now you got 3/3. So you can, if you want to, Ted, let's say you get Tyler Warren. All of a sudden you're like, nah, this tackle isn't making it out of the first round. You can then have now your arm to be able to go back in and do 2 first rounders. That's my dream. I'm just saying.
I think that would be everybody's dream if Travis Hunter's gone and Abdul Carter's gone.
Yeah.
To trade back and.
Modest dream. Yes, sir.
Because between picks 4 and 12, they say they're all the same.
You know who they're.
So if you can trade back 3, 4, 5 spots and pick up an extra first, I think you should do it.
You know who they're comparing Ashton Genty to? The common comp across the webs?
Don't say it's Barkley.
No. A little
Barry
older.
Sanders.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Ooh.
Like, that's the kind of guy you build an offense around.
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of guy, rushes for 1,200 yards.
You win every fantasy league for 5 years straight.
Catches 94 passes, scores 26 touchdowns. If he's that, wouldn't that be the one thing you did this offseason that everybody would be like, oh, well, you gave Drake May something to play with. You gave Drake May a running mate for the next. Didn't get him a lineman. Didn't get him a receiver, but you got him a running mate.
How about maybe a
Ted, you're down on Stevenson.
No, I am down on Stevenson. Do you think that'll be an easy sell?
Drake May hands it to Ashton Jeanty, who goes off Morgan Moses' ass, and it's a touchdown, Patriots.
Look, I'm a big fan of the running game. I'd be all for it. It'd be a tough sell here. I just think people would, running game? Really? The running game? That's what we want to lean into, is the running game?
Well, you're building the defense, and you look like you want to run the ball. Yeah. You sure as heck don't look like you want to throw the ball based on what you've done. You don't have a left tackle or a number one receiver. Usually teams that want to throw the ball have either a left tackle, a number one receiver, or, I don't know, both. Just an idea. Just throwing it out there. It's craziness off the top of my
head. Did I hear Omarion Hampton was comp to Josh Jacobs? That would work.
It's possible.
Later on in the first round, maybe. Just that's a trade back in type of guy.
I kind of fell in love with Jeanty. Guys, I just got to tell you. I started watching tape, and the more I watch of him.
He is dynamite.
He doubled his production every year he was in college. He went from 800 to 1600 to 2600. Like, he doubled it every year.
A lot of wear and tear,
Yep.
A lot of wear and tear.
Against Southwest Montana.
See, if I got my binder out,
Montana State.
Yep. And you saw the questions I have, one would be wear and tear, a lot of carries last year.
Yeah.
They rode the hell out of him last year. Would worry me a little bit. So, yes, that's fair. He's also my height, 5'8. So that's. I meant 5'9. I go with 5'9. He probably
gets round up.
Okay, sure.
Let's round up.
Ted 7'3.
617-779-7937. Do you want Travis Hunter? Would you be happy? But what if Travis Hunter is gone and Abdul Carter is gone? What the hell are the Patriots going to do with the fourth pick in the draft? Trade down, take a short arm tackle, or go best player available. Deuce down at Patriots.com. Mike Dussault says it could be Ashton Jeanty. And I'm going to whisper this. I don't hate the idea. 617-779-7937. Up next, though, we're going to talk about the trade market, because I'm still looking for a number one wide receiver. T. Higgins chose to be the 1A in Cincinnati. They don't like calling him the number two receiver. He's the 1A in Cincinnati to Ja'Marr Chase. But there is an all-pro caliber receiver on the trade market. And some in New England, maybe Andrew Callahan, the Boston Herald, are talking themselves into a palatable trade for the Patriots. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.